A federal grant is helping the Native Association in Kodiak offer more cancer screenings for patients. KMXT's Mary Donaldson has more.
Kodiak Area Native Association, or CANA, received $100,000 in federal grant money for cancer screening initiatives from the Indian Health Service. Anita Baylor, CANA's finance director, says this is the third year CANA's received the grant.
The goal, the overall goal of the grant was to increase cancer screenings, because if you increase screenings, hopefully you would catch things at an earlier stage, so treatment would be easier.
Tammy Hansen is CANA's health director and says the grant money will be used to increase early cancer screenings.
One of the indicators that has been identified as a priority this year is increasing the number of early cancer detection screenings that we conduct. So we're going to use this grant funding to provide nurse case management services for our patients. And in addition to the tracking and reporting requirements that we will meet with this position, CANA's case managers will take a proactive role to ensure that early cancer screenings are conducted so that we can detect and possibly even prevent cancer earlier on. This grant is also going to be used to fund certain screening exams that are not available at CANA, such as mammograms and colonoscopies.
Baylor says these kinds of screenings are important, especially for Native populations.
Alaska Native people have higher numbers for cancers of these types than nationally. So it was kind of just a focus that we wanted to get in on. We focused on pap tests and colorectal screenings and breast self-exams, and, you know, we want to increase all of those things that people should be doing but maybe aren't, and we just want to get them into the doctor to get them done.
Hansen says increasing these services through the grant will hopefully lower cancer rates or make detection and treatment a little easier.
We felt that this grant was important because we want to identify symptoms and conditions through these screenings because they can significantly reduce the incidence of cancer through early intervention and treatment. So CANA would like to just encourage everyone to talk to their doctors about what early cancer screenings might be right for them.
Providence Health System was also awarded $948,000 for rural health outreach initiatives, while the Providence Alaska Medical Center was awarded almost $190,000 for rural outreach initiatives. I'm Mary Donaldson.